Good morning, this is Dave Blacklock, and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 24, picking up at verse 45 to 67. We take up the story of Abraham's servant sharing his story of the mission he is on and praying to God for an answer to his prayer. Before I had finished my silent prayer, Rebecca came with a water jar on her shoulder and went down to the well to get water. I said to her, "Please give me a drink." She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will also water your camels." So I drank, and she watered the camels. I asked her, "Who is your father?" And she answered, "My father is Bethuel, son of Nahor, and Milcah." Then I put the ring in her nose and the bracelets on her arms. I knelt down and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me straight to my master's relative, where I found his daughter for my master's son. Now, if you intend to fulfill your responsibility towards my master and treat him fairly, please tell me. If not, say so, and I will decide what to do." Laban and Bethuel answered, "Since this matter comes from the Lord, it is not for us to make a decision. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go. Let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord himself has said." When the servant of Abraham heard this, he bowed down and worshipped the Lord. Then he brought out clothing and silver and gold jewellery and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave expensive gifts to her brother and to her mother. Then Abraham's servant and the men with him ate and drank and spent the night there. When they got up in the morning, he said, "Let me go back to my master." But Rebekah's brother and the mother said, "Let the girl stay with us a week or 10 days, and then she may go." But he said, "Don't make me stay. The Lord has made my journey a success. Let me go back to my master." They answered, "Let's call the girl and find out what she has to say." So they called Rebekah and asked, "Do you want to go with this man?" "Yes," she answered. So they let Rebekah and her old family servant go with Abraham's servant and his men. And they gave Rebekah their blessing in these words: "May you, sister, become the mother of millions. May your descendants conquer the cities of their enemies." Then Rebekah and the young women got ready and mounted the camels to go with Abraham's servant, and they all started out together. Isaac had come into the wilderness of the well of the living one who sees me, and was staying in the southern part of Canaan. He went out in the early evening to take a walk in the fields and saw camels coming. When Rebekah saw Isaac, she got down from a camel and asked Abraham's servant, "Who is that man walking towards us in the field?" "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took a scarf and covered her face. The servant told Isaac everything he had done. Then Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent that his mother Sarah had lived in, and she became his wife. Isaac loved Rebekah, and so he was comforted for the loss of his mother. Amen. Have you earnestly prayed a life-changing prayer that only God can answer? Here Abraham's servant is receiving the answer as he comes to the end of his prayer. It's a response from God which gives direction. Rebecca has given the response he put in the prayer. First step, forward. Next step was to accept the invitation to see whether all Abraham's safeguards were met. A family of faith, eligible girl with good disposition, willing to leave home to marry a man she'd never met. Parents left it to Rebecca to decide, and she agreed and prepared to leave. God has amazing plans for our lives if we commit ourselves to Him. Buried inside the faith is so important. Rebecca becomes part of the ancestry of Jesus. God today is looking for a bride for His Son, Jesus. When we give our lives to God, it's to become a bride of Christ. We're setting out on a journey where God is bringing us together. What a love story. What a journey of faith and trust. She's not disappointed, and neither are we when we meet Christ for the first time. When a minister in Newcastle, the time had come for me to move on. And so I asked God to make the first offer the one where I would move next. God did just that. It was the place I served longest, with many blessings as well as hardships. God's plan for our lives is the best plan if we step out with Him. Take His plan for today and trust Him for blessing. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the blessing of a faith-filled marriage, for the strength and support it brings to our lives. Help us to trust You today for meetings with strangers, that we can reveal God's love to those we meet and become an answer to their heartfelt prayer as a servant of God. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Every blessing for today.